ఎనీథింగ్ అబౌట్ డ్రీమ్స్ ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్ హౌ టు దే అకర్
యాక్చువల్లీ ద
ప్రభు
యు రీడ్ ద బుక్ కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ దట్ ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ దట్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ స్లీపింగ్ అట్ నైట్ యువర్ సోల్ గోస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ బాడీ అండ్ గోస్ టు డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ద సటిల్ బాడీ నౌ యు మే వండర్ సోల్ హస్ గాన్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ దట్ మీన్స్ ఐ డెడ్ ఆర్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ డెడ్ just like in a car you keep the car on dr 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 and you can go and bring some water bottle or something and come back because you are still connected to the car you will come back so difference between you going out in the night for dreaming and death is what death means the soul and subtle body kicked out of the body they'll never come back into the body but dreaming means you go and you come back so in the dream state you get exposure to one type of reality which you don't have any exposure at the time of when the body is awake so there are four states jagruti swapna sushupti samadhi jagruti is right now you are in jagruti state in which you are aware of gross bodily consciousness then swapna means subtle bodily consciousness sushupti means neither gross nor subtle you are in deep ignorance and samadhi means you are spiritually conscious so we all have to go to which state So samadhi is the ultimate state. So if you are getting dreams, just like in daytime you are accessing some reality, similarly in dream state you access some, like he rightly said, like bubbles coming from water to the surface, something from the previous life or in this life, things come up. You don't have to take it very seriously. No? Yeah. When you are dreaming, you forget the jagruti state. When you are in jagruti, you forget the dream state. But when you come to the soul realization, fourth state, samadhi state, that's actually the reality. So why not aspire for the reality and why to be hovering on this kind of bodily or mental plane? Huh?